Okay, hi, hello. I have so many feelings and emotions about part one of this podcast, so I'm going to record Mistress Kirby's post about it because it is full of the feelings and emotions like unto my own. And I might want to listen to it later and just roll about in my feelings about Mikey and Gerard and how much Kevin Smith likes them and... Okay. So. Mikey Way, you are like the Jesus of Little Brothers. One of the things I love most about being in a fandom like Bandom, one that doesn't have set production schedules or a clear-cut cycle of output, is that anything can happen at any moment. MCR can be a random replacement act for a music festival happening in 10 days. Frank can announce the release of 10 new-to-us songs on an otherwise normal September day. And we can wake up and discover that Kevin Smith has recorded a 2-hour-long interview with the Brothers Way. That's the first of two parts. And it's not your normal publicity interview that's about promo for whatever's currently out. I would not be at all surprised if they get through this entire thing without even mentioning conventional weapons once. Because that's not what this is about. This is about three dudes from Jersey hanging out and shooting the shit. And it is amazing. It's kind of hard to know how to write about it, because there is so much covered, and even the stories that we've all heard before are told in a different way, or elaborated on, or whatever. Is Sweden, hi, that's me, has broken down the interview into shorter clips in her post here, which is really awesome, because you can actually find the different moments and just listen to them again instead of the entire thing. But I have some thoughts and feelings, and here they are. Number one. So first of all, the 20-minute long introduction by Kevin Smith is both totally ridiculous and also completely amazing, at least if you're a fan of Kevin Smith like I am. But even if you're not a fan of him, I think his experience of how he became aware of MCR in the first place is an amazing example of the power of transformative works. And it's clear he doesn't quite understand it, doesn't know that the creation of a good fan vid, like the one of Wayne Gretzky set to Welcome to the Black Parade, intentionally creates an association of feelings between the subject and the music. That's how it works. It's not just that Welcome to the Black Parade specifically is devastating and amazing and all that, although of course it is, it's that this is how this art form functions. That vidder married the feelings of the song with his or her feelings about Wayne Gretzky's career and the visuals that depict it, and then a stoned Kevin Smith ended up having a lot of feelings about his life and his future and what he wants his final film to be. And the soundtrack to that dream is now The Black Parade. That shit is magical. That reaction is exactly why fandom is so fucking incredible. And Kevin Smith may not be a part of initial cap fandom, but he is a fan in the core of his being. And that's why he got that. I also love when he talks about his daughter's love of MCR and understands it and never belittles it or turns it into something that's just about sex or a girl's crush on a rock star. Although I should be clear that I don't think there is anything shameful in people having crushes on their idols at all. He gets why it matters to her, and he respects it. Ah! Feels! And then, as if that intro wasn't great enough, we have Gerard and Mikey Way. Number two. One of the things that made this interview so great was that Kevin Smith clearly does not know a lot about MCR, And yet the three of them are so similar and have so many common cultural interests and experiences that they can just talk for days about life and art and how you deal with being a creative force while also making money. Like, I am still totally unsure whether Kevin Smith actually knows that Gerard does not play the guitar in MCR, which is kind of hilarious, but also means that we get to hear a lot more about Gerard's early years learning the guitar and trying to figure out what the fuck he was doing and all that. I think that it also points out how weird the trajectory of his career really is and the utter faith he must have had in his own abilities somewhere deep down. He trusted that he could write songs that were good enough that the fact that he can't play the guitar well enough to be a guitar player in a band wouldn't matter. He could attract others to him with that. And then Mikey. Just the image of him waiting and watching in the shadows for his moment when there would be a need for a bass player. Oh God, I just love it so much. And it was such a joy to hear Kevin Smith react to the kind of brothers they are, because, like, we're all used to it, and that's how the ways are. And it's not less magical because it's expected, but sometimes it's really cool to hear someone outside of us just be like, no, but seriously, there should be a sitcom about the pair of you. Everyone would be happy the entire time. Number 3. So, the whole Gerard was cool in high school thing. It's not that I don't believe that Gerard was cool in comparison to Mikey, since they are awkward geeks in very different ways. Lol. And I'm sure that if anything, that was worse in high school. For all that Gerard was basement Gerard who never went out and all that, he has always seemed more outgoing than Mikey. And more able to, like, escape bullies by just baffling them with his sheer existence. So I'm not surprised that he had a harder time. And the whole thing about being the loner weird kid who smokes and listens to the music that ends up being more broadly popular is that it may offer you some protection, but I don't think it gains you actual friends. It reminds me of Annie Lamott's section in her book, Bird by Bird, about how when she was in high school, she got invited to parties by the cool kids because she was funny and could tell stories about the cool kids that the cool kids wanted to hear. But that it was pretty shitty for her because she just sat on the couch alone while everyone else made out with other pretty popular people around her. And I think that was probably pretty similar to Gerard's experience. Plus, the other thing about being an art nerd is that you usually have at least a couple of other kids you can band together with, and Mikey didn't have that. There was a reason he had to wear too tight clothes and take the New Jersey Transit trains through Newark way too young in order to find his people. Mikey's path was way less visible. I also love the fact that Kevin Smith clearly did not know which New Jersey the Way brothers are from. Like, there are some not great areas of Red Bank and near Sandy Hook and all that, but Monmouth County is really not like Newark. Gerard's story about getting robbed at his comic book store is seriously amazing. And I loved getting to hear, in real time, Kevin Smith's brain revising his assumptions about their lives and how they became who they are. I am also now desperate for him to make a New Jersey tourism commercial with MCR. Number 4. This ties in with the fact that this interview just made me have all the Jersey feels in the world. Like, I can't believe that Mikey Way has fucking Roy Rogers feelings. Except for how I can, because the Livingston Mall was my mall growing up, and I know exactly what they meant by the brown seats and the part of how you knew that the Livingston Mall was a pretty shitty mall by Jersey standards was that the food court was seriously lacking. But on the other hand, that Roy Rogers had a fixin's bar, damn it. It reminded me of the interview that Kevin Smith, I don't know why I always write his full name, but I can't think of him as just Kevin, I don't know why, did with Dylan O'Brien, where they figured out Jersey geography by identifying the nearest malls. That really is how we orient ourselves within our state. And as someone who grew up in North Jersey and was a teenager in the 90s, right when Kevin Smith's first three movies came out, it's hard to really express how both formative these movies were for me and how perfectly they captured what it was like to be from Jersey. They aren't perfect by any means, but the mutual admiration society that was happening during that interview was also amazing to me because of course, Mikey and Gerard saw Mallrats in the theater. Of course! And like, obviously, they're not in the same industry, but the connection between Mike Hem, and specifically Gerard, and Kevin Smith is that they're both storytellers. They're both expressing their lives and pasts and dreams for the future in ways that inspire others to want to create and open up their own hearts. It's the opposite of exclusionary. Number 5. MCR being a gang and just wanting to be the best band in any set and fucking blow the whole show out of the water. Their arrogance, ego, confidence, defiance, whatever you want to call it, is so fucking hot to me, you guys. I can't even. Number 6. Okay, so, the whole thing where Gerard is talking about playing the guitar and Kevin Smith may or may not know that he doesn't actually play the guitar in the band just got so great and weird when Gerard is attempting to explain what a power chord is and just failing. And all I could think of was Ray listening to this interview and just facepalming all over the place and Frank calling Gerard up just to give him shit over it. It killed me. But what also killed me is that I love this interview for being about the ways specifically, but oh god, I missed my Frank and Ray. I missed them so much. Not even just that I missed the contributions they would have made to this conversation. Although, Lord knows that I would happily listen to an 8-hour interview with all four of them. But I was so sad that we never even got to the part of the story where they really enter it. And then I was so happy when I found out there would be more because I need the whole band. I need the whole story about how these two fuckers made it all work. Like, it's not a matter of credit. I know with every part of my being that Gerard and Mikey are perfectly aware of how vital both of those fuckers are to this band. I just want to hear about it. Also, on a completely different note, it cracked me up when Gerard and Mikey were talking about how their high school band fell apart because they lost a drummer, and Gerard was like, yeah, I mean, it's devastating to a band, a young band, when they lose a drummer, and then talking about how thankless being a drummer is, and then Gerard's background giggles, I don't even know, it just cracked me up. The Ways have never had good luck with drummers, okay? So yes. Those are some of my reactions. What are some of yours?